Friends by Mail, Kindness to All Creatures. In the March 2011 issue, I read and loved the story, Kindness to All Creatures. I loved it so much that I wrote a talk about it for primary. I know I can be kind to all creatures, like David O. McKay was. Kylie O'Kalani, W., age 9, Wyoming, USA.
Favorite pictures from the friend. When my family lived in Switzerland, I hung my favorite pictures from the friend on our fridge so I could see them every day. I can't wait to get the friend in the mail and read it with my family and my dog, Genevieve. Kenneth C., age 8, Texas, USA.
Family night with the friend. The thing I like about the Friend magazine is the stories. We read them for family home evening, and I learn new things that help me in my life. Spencer G., age 11, Utah, USA.
How we read the Friend. We like to read the Friend together. Gideon, Annie, and Autumn W., ages 3, 1, and 5, Indiana, USA.
Dear friends, if you're in the oldest class in primary, you might be wondering about moving on to young women or the Aaronic priesthood. What will it be like? What do you have to look forward to? Turn to pages 44 and 46 to find out. Also, learn a new song on page 43 about growing up to become a righteous young woman or young man. Shine on, the friend. P.S. Write to tell us how you're getting ready to move on when you turn 12. Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.
From the First Presidency, Seeing Our Blessings by President Thomas S. Monson. A boy named Gordon grew up on a farm in Canada. On Thanksgiving morning, his father would take Gordon and his siblings to count their blessings. They went to the cellar with its barrels of apples, bins of beets, and mountains of sacred potatoes, as well as peas, corn, string beans, jellies, and strawberries. The children counted everything carefully. Then they went to the barn and counted the hay and bushels of grain. They counted the cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys, and geese. Their father wanted them to realize how richly God had blessed them. Finally, they sat down to a feast. But one year, it seemed that they had nothing to be grateful for. Storms had beaten their crops down and left their potatoes rotting in the mud. All they had harvested was a patch of turnips that had somehow weathered the storms. The only good thing that happened that year was that electricity came to their town. There would be no more lamps to fill with oil, no more wicks to cut. On Thanksgiving morning, Gordon's father brought a jackrabbit for Gordon's mother to cook. When it was finally on the table with some of the turnips, the children refused to eat. Gordon's mother cried, and then his father went up to the attic. He got an oil lamp and lit it. Then he told the children to turn off the electric lights. They could hardly believe it had been that dark before. How had they seen anything without the bright lights made possible by electricity? The food was blessed, and in the humble dimness of the old lamp, Gordon's family felt grateful. Their home, for all its want, felt rich to them. In addition to all else for which we are grateful, may we ever reflect our gratitude for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Adapted from the Divine Gift of Gratitude, and signed November 2010, pages 87 through 90. Blessings we see. Here are some blessings our readers saw. You could go on a blessing hunt and then draw or take pictures of some of your blessings. A cow, from Calano, age 9, Nebraska, USA. A rainbow, from Hannah S., age 11, Alberta, Canada. Daisies, from Connor M., age 11, Tennessee, USA. A red flower, from Grace R., age 6, Colorado, USA. A puppy, from Jamie E., age 8, Utah, USA. A bird's nest, from Nathan W., age 9, Arizona, USA. lighting our way every day. Gordon's family was grateful for electric lights. Use the scriptures below to find out one source of light everyone can be grateful for. Number 1, the third word in John chapter 8, verse 12. Number 2, the eighth word in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19. 3, the fourth word in Alma chapter 34, verse 32. 4, the eighth word in Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 9. End of the article from the First Presidency, Seeing Our Blessings, by President Thomas S. Monson. Read by David Shaw.
Violin Victory, by Greg Goldrup, based on a true story. Your work shall be rewarded. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7. September 8th. My name is Garrett. Something weird happened to me today. I got a lot of bumps on my arms, but I wasn't even cold. In fact, it was a really warm day. Mom said I got the bumps because I liked the violin music we were listening to so much. I think she's right. Otherwise, why would I have a poster of a famous violin player hanging in my room? October 10th. Guess what? Mom and Dad said I could take violin lessons. I'm so excited for my first lesson. My teacher's name is Miss Redman. I'll meet her tomorrow. I can hardly believe I'm going to learn to play the violin. November 20th. I still want to play the violin, but why does it have to be so hard? I wish I could play as well as the violinist on my wall. Mom says I should just be my own best self and not compare myself with anybody else. Besides, I haven't been taking lessons that long. December 15th. I'm getting a little better at the violin, but I still get pretty frustrated sometimes. Dad says it takes time to develop a talent. He says Heavenly Father gives us all different gifts. That's another word for talents. Some people are good at singing or listening or other stuff. Dad says God wants us to work on our talents so we can help other people. February 23rd. Today at my lesson, Mrs. Redman said the biggest part of getting better is to practice, practice, practice. She said we have to take care of our talents the same way a farmer takes care of the crops in his fields. That way they will grow, she said. If a farmer didn't tend his crops every day, they wouldn't grow well at all. I think she's probably right. April 23rd. Mom and Dad said I'm sounding pretty good on the violin. I wonder if they said that just to make me feel better so I won't give up. Because it's funny how when I practice, they find a reason to go somewhere else, like outside or down the street. June 16th. Tonight I played the violin in front of the whole ward. It was for our talent show. I was so nervous. When I played I Am the Child of God, I saw Sister Palmer crying. Then I saw Mom wiping her eyes too. I thought maybe it was because I was playing so badly. After Sister Palmer came up to me, she said I played the song so beautifully it made her cry. Mom said her tears were happy tears. Dad hugged me so hard I thought I was going to burst. August 10th. I'm still working on the violin. I practice almost every day. I know I can get better at it. I want to make my talent grow so I can be my own best self. Maybe someday I can even play in a real concert hall. End of the story, Violin Victory, read by Enzo Patello.
Family Fun Time. Read Violin Victory, page 4. Garrett loves playing the violin and practices so he can improve his musical talent. Heavenly Father has given each of us many gifts and talents. It's our job to figure out what they are and then use them to help other people. Here are some ways to help someone with your talents. Things I can do with my spirit. I can practice listening to the Holy Ghost. I can share my testimony. Things I can do with my body. I can run really fast. I can learn how to whistle. Things I can do with others. I can learn to listen to others. I'm good at making people smile. Things I can do with my brain. I can figure out puzzles. I can practice drawing. Things others see in me. Ask someone else to write down a talent they've noticed in you. Things I'd like to work on. I want to learn how to sing. I want to help people when they're sick.
Recipe for roasted pumpkin seeds. You need 2 cups of raw pumpkin seeds, 1/2 teaspoon each chili powder and garlic salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 2 teaspoons of melted butter or olive oil. Number 1, clean off most of the pumpkin goop. Rinse off and pat the seeds dry. Stir the seeds in a bowl with the seasonings and the butter or oil. Number 2, spread the seeds in a single layer on a baking sheet. Bake for about 40 minutes at 300 degrees Fahrenheit or 150 degrees Celsius, stirring occasionally until the seeds are golden brown. Cool before eating. End of the section, Family Fun Time. Read by Kate Strongen.
Bright Idea Poster. In this month's Bright Idea poster, we see a recently married couple surrounded by children, standing in the grass outside the temple with the following caption: "Sons of God need daughters of God, and daughters of God need sons of God." Sister Carol M. Stevens, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. Note, from Do We Know What We Have? And signed November 2013, page 14. End of this month's Bright Idea poster, read by Cedar Williams.
Pecan Mystery by Virginia Ryan, based on a true story. Could Katie solve this nutty mystery before Mom came back? It's always fun when Grandpa comes. When Grandpa comes, hooray! Children's Songbook, page 201. Katie wiped tears from her cheeks and waved goodbye as Mom drove away.
I remember the first time I stayed at my grandparents' house,
Grandpa said as they walked back to his porch.
I was 7, just like you.
Katie swallowed a lump in her throat. She loved Grandma and Grandpa, but she'd never stayed here without Mom before.
What was it like?
Well, my Grandpa gave me special jobs to do.
They sat down together on Grandpa's porch swing. A soft breeze stirred leaves in the trees.
What kind of jobs?
Katie asked.
Oh, I fed cackly old hens and found their eggs. I pulled weeds and carried firewood. I had a great time.
Katie smiled a little. It sounded fun to gather eggs.
Do you have any special jobs I can do?
Grandpa grinned.
Oh, yes. Last night's windstorm left a lot of sticks and pecans to pick up.
Katie looked around. Grandpa's yard was like a big park with giant pecan trees growing around the edges.
I'll help.
Grandpa pushed his wheelbarrow around the yard while Katie picked up sticks and pecans. Something caught her eye. Under a large tree was a pile of pecans stacked up as neat as could be.
Grandpa, look over here.
Grandpa hurried over.
Well, look at that. How many are there?
Katie knelt down to look closer.
10, 11, 12,
she counted.
Is an animal saving the nuts for winter?
Let's leave them here and check again tomorrow to see if there are any more.
Katie's eyes grew large. She'd watch every day. The next morning, Katie ran to the big tree and got down on her hands and knees. 11, 12, 13. There was one more. She checked around the yard. What animal would save up pecans one at a time? As soon as Katie woke the next day, she ran to the tree. 14! She couldn't believe it.
Grandpa, is it a bird?
Let's watch and find out.
They sat on the porch swing and kept quiet. Robins hopped around the yard, tugging earthworms from the ground. Warblers jumped from branch to branch. Woodpeckers hammered on tree trunks. Squirrels picked up nuts, but they carried them to a hole high in a tree. No birds or squirrels came close to the pecan pile. The next morning, Katie helped Grandma and Grandpa bake puffy sugar cookies. Katie smelled the sweet vanilla as she put a pecan half in the center of each one. Once the cookies were ready, Katie grabbed some to nibble on while she hid by some bushes in the corner of the yard and watched the pecan pile. Suddenly, she saw Grandpa walking to the pile. Was he going to count the pecans? Then Katie's eyes opened wide. Grandpa took something from his pocket and put it carefully on top of the pile.
Grandpa, it's you!
Katie shouted. She jumped out and rushed to hug his knees. Grandpa raised his arms in the air.
I've been caught,
He laughed.
You solved the mystery.
Katie jumped up and down.
It was you, Grandpa, saving up for winter.
He nodded.
Yes, indeed, but we don't have to wait for winter. Let's surprise your mother tomorrow with a pecan pie.
Is she coming back already?
Katie asked in surprise. Grandpa's mystery had made the time zoom by.
I can't wait to come back and visit again.
Next time, maybe she would be the one to come up with a mystery. End of the story, Pecan Mystery, by Virginia Ryan, based on a true story. Fun stuff. Puzzle page. Lifelong learning. The scriptures teach us that studying is not the only way to learn. The solution to this puzzle will reveal a second way we should learn. Solve the math problems below. Find the answer in each row that doesn't match and write the letters that go with those problems in the spaces below. Unscramble the letters to solve the puzzle. 8 times 2, letter D. 35 minus 19, letter R. 4 plus 14, letter F. 4 times 4, letter I. 36 plus 4, letter Q. 13 minus 3, letter H. 11 minus 2, letter L. 3 times 3, letter M. 12 plus 12, letter T. 5 times 5, letter Y. 100 minus 75, letter Z. 50 divided by 2, letter N. 5 times 2, letter I. 2 times 6, letter C. 4 times 3, letter G. 18 minus 6, letter E. 4 times 5, letter B. 30 minus 10, letter J. 2 times 10, letter O. And 25 minus 15, letter A. Answer, D, faith. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 109, verse 7. End of Fun Stuff, puzzle page.
Cooking with Dad, a true story written by you, by Bryce W., age 11, Texas, USA. I wanted to play, but Dad had to cook dinner. Dad and I were going to have some time together when we got home from the sports center. I scurried to my room and quickly grabbed a small container. I filled it with toys that I loved. Once I got to the dining room, I called my dad over. My heart sank when he replied, "I'm sorry, but I'm making dinner. Maybe we can play later." I was disappointed and sad that I could no longer play with Dad. Then a few minutes later, Dad set a time for the oven for 10 minutes and came and sat down with me. I grinned at him as we started to play with my toys. The time passed so quickly, and then Dad was dragged back to making dinner. I felt disappointed again, and I started to go back to my room. My dad tried to cheer me up and asked if I wanted help with dinner. I half-heartedly agreed and slouched over to the kitchen. I thought it was going to be boring, but I actually enjoyed picking up the pieces of chicken and setting them in the batter. Dad and I laughed when we made mistakes. After we put all the chicken nuggets on a tray, I realized something. I got my time with Dad. Making dinner with him was better than playing with toys. We had fun. I know that the Spirit helped fill me with joy that day. I love my dad. Question for you. How can you show your parents you appreciate them? End of the story, Cooking with Dad, by Bryce W., age 11, Texas, USA. Read by Levi Williams.
The Prophet's Granddaughter, Part 1, A Distant Shore, by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. This story begins the summer of 1883 on a ship in the Pacific Ocean. Allie peered over the ship's bow out across the endless blue ocean.
"Are we there yet?"
her brother Morris asked. He was only 5, and he seemed to think their 3-week journey would never end.
"Not quite,"
Allie said. She was 7, and she thought this was a great adventure.
"Father told me it's over 3,000 miles from Utah to the Sandwich Islands."
The Sandwich Islands was another name for Hawaii, the island kingdom that would soon be Allie's new home. Morris went back to sit with their mother, who was watching them from the deck. Allie looked back at the sea. Only a few weeks ago, she and her family had been living in Utah, just waiting for winter to end. But everything had changed when Father was called to serve a mission. Allie turned from the sea and sat with Mother and Morris.
Tell me a story.
A story. Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Alice Armada Snow Young, but her family called her Allie.
Allie grinned. She loved hearing stories about herself and her family.
Her grandfather on her father's side was Brigham Young. He helped lead the saints to the west after the prophet Joseph Smith was killed.
Allie nodded. Grandpa Young was a brave man with a powerful testimony.
Her grandfather on her mother's side was Lorenzo Snow, an apostle. After Grandpa Snow joined the church, he served several missions in the United States before crossing the ocean to preach the gospel in England.
Where he even gave a Book of Mormon to Queen Victoria.
Allie added, she loved hearing Grandpa Snow's stories. Allie leaned her head against Mother. Both of her grandfathers were special to her.
And now you get to carry on their legacy of faith. Many families have to stay behind while husbands and fathers go on missions.
But we get to go with Father on his mission to Hawaii.
Allie said. Father had served a mission in Hawaii as a young man. Allie loved hearing his stories about the faraway land ruled by a king. Now they would all live near the mission house on the island of Oahu, while Father traveled the islands to preach and strengthen the saints. As the ship moved through the dark sea, Allie kept her eyes fixed on the horizon. She imagined her new home with its white beaches, emerald trees, and crystal skies. She couldn't wait to see what adventures this mission would hold. To be continued. End of the article, A Distant Shore.
Friends Around the World. From an interview by Amy Jane Levitt. Barbara lives in Chile, a country on the western coast of South America. It is long and skinny and shaped like a ribbon. Some areas are hot and dry, like the Atacama Desert, and some are tropical and wet, like Easter Island. She lives in Chile's capital, Santiago.
I am Barbara from Chile. I am the only member of church in my school class. This gives me chances to tell my friends about Jesus Christ and the Book of Mormon. One time, my best friend asked me to teach her how to pray, so I did. Then we both said a prayer over lunch at school. I am 9 years old and have two younger brothers. I try to be a good older sister and help take care of them and play games with them. I like taking care of children. I want to be a teacher when I grow up. In 2013, I turned 8 and was baptized and confirmed by my dad. I was so excited. It was a special experience that I'll always remember. We celebrate fun holidays in Chile. September 18th is Independence Day, and the 19th is Armed Forces Day. During these 2 days, we dance our national dance called La Cueca and eat yummy meat turnovers called empanadas. On the weekends, my family loves to hike and drive four-wheelers in the mountains near our home. We also like to go to the beach. We have a special Christmas meal, tomatoes stuffed with tuna. In Chile, Santa Claus comes at exactly midnight on Christmas Eve. We even get to stay awake until he comes. I love to see the temple. The Santiago Chile Temple was the first temple built in a Spanish-speaking country. It was dedicated September 15, 1983. It was the second temple built in South America.
End of Friends Around the World.
Bulletin Board. Fun Facts About Chile. On page 14, Barbara tells us about her life in Chile. Here's some fun facts about this country. Penguins live in the most southern part of Chile, near Antarctica. Most of Chile is covered in mountains. Easter Island, off the western coast of Chile, has famous statues that were carved almost 1,000 years ago or more. The Atacama Desert in northern Chile is the driest place on Earth. In some places, no rainfall has ever been recorded. El emboque. The name for this Chilean toy comes from the Spanish word boca, or mouth. The idea of the game is to try to fling the ball into the cup. Here's one way to make your own emboque toy.
be sure to get an adult's help. You will need a plastic cup, a 16-inch or 40-centimeter string, aluminum foil, and scissors. Step 1. Poke a small hole in the bottom of the cup. Step 2. Thread the string through the hole and tie a knot at the end that is inside the cup. Step 3. Cut a large square of aluminum foil and poke a small hole in the middle of the sheet. Step 4. Thread the string through the hole in the foil and tie a knot. Scrunch the foil into a ball around the knot. Step 5. See how many times you can get the ball into the cup in 1 minute. You could make 2 emboque toys and share one with a friend.
Stuffed tomatoes. Barbara's family eats tomatoes stuffed with tuna salad every Christmas. Maybe this recipe can become a tradition for your family, too. Be sure to get an adult's help. Serves 4. 2 tablespoons of finely chopped onions, 2 cans of tuna, drained, 2 tablespoons of chopped cilantro, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of pepper, 4 tomatoes. Step 1. Soak the chopped onions in a bowl of water for 10 minutes to soften the taste. Drain off the water. Step 2. Mix all of the ingredients except the tomatoes together. Step 3. Cut a circle in the tops of the tomatoes and scoop out some of the inside. Step 4. Fill the tomatoes with the tuna salad. Enjoy! Family history. I am doing it. Ask your mom, dad, grandma, or grandpa to pull out their old photos of family members. Look at the pictures together and ask them to tell you about the people in the photos. Are there any people you can't name? Who might know the names of those people? Help scan these photos at home or at a family history center. Then you can upload the pictures to familysearch.org/tree and share them with others.
I am a child of God in Spanish. Soy un hijo de Dios. What if? What if you saw a classmate being mean to another kid at school? What could you do? Conference time. General conference is on October 4th and 5th. What is your favorite thing about conference? Tell us about your conference traditions by emailing your quote and picture to friend@leschurch.org. Don't forget to include a statement of permission from a parent. End of bulletin board.
Friend to Friend, Look Up, by Elder Adrian Ochoa of the 70. Watch ye therefore, and pray always. Luke chapter 21, verse 36. When I was 8, my 2 cousins and I were sent on horseback to a nearby town to get groceries. Looking back, I am amazed how much confidence my grandmother and my aunt and uncle had in us. The morning skies were bright and clear as we left on our 3 horses. In the middle of the prairie, we decided to get off our horses and play marbles. We were so interested in our game that we did not look up to see the dark clouds covering the sky. By the time we realized that a storm was coming, we didn't even have time to get on our horses. Heavy rain and hail hit us so hard that all we could do was unsaddle the horses and take cover under the saddle blankets. Then our horses ran away. Horseless, wet, and cold, we started walking as fast as we could toward a nearby town. It was late when we found a home and knocked on the door. The family there dried us off, fed us delicious bean burritos, and then put us to bed in a room with a dirt floor. My cousins and I woke up in the morning to a bright sun and beautiful sky. A man knocked on the door looking for 3 lost boys. I will never forget what we saw on our way home. A crowd of people had been looking for us all night. In front of them all were my loving grandmother and my uncle and aunt. They hugged us and cried, happy they had found their lost children. Our loving Heavenly Father is mindful of us. He is anxiously awaiting our return home. There are signs of spiritual storms all around us. Let us look up and prepare ourselves by strengthening our testimonies every day. Note, from Look Up, Ensign, November 2013, page 102. End of the section, Friend to Friend, Look Up, by Elder Adrian Ochoa of the 70, read by Dwayne Case.
A Family Team by Cheryl Lee Hardy, based on a true story. It's easier to win when everyone works together. When we're helping, we're happy. Children's Songbook, page 198. Ammon sighed as he and Dad left the soccer game. "I don't get it," he said. "We have so many good players. Why can't we score?" Dad was a good soccer player. Maybe he could help. "I think you need to learn to work as a team," Dad said. "You all want to score goals, right?" "Yes," Ammon said. "But we can't all be the one to score. Is that what you mean?" Dad nodded. "You can't score a goal on your own. First, the defenders need to take the ball from the other team, right?" Ammon laughed. "It's pretty hard to score if you don't have the ball." "Right," Dad said. "Then the defenders give it to someone who can score. No one can do it alone." "I guess," Ammon said. When they got home, Mom was holding the baby while she made dinner. "How was the game?" she asked. "We lost again," Ammon said, "but we'll do better next time." "That's a good attitude," Mom said. "I'm starving," Lauren shouted as he, Seth, and Spencer ran in. "Boys, can you help set the table and put the toys away?" Mom asked. All four boys groaned. "But I didn't play with the toys," Seth said. "It will take forever," Lauren wailed. Dad laughed. "I think our family has the same problem as Ammon's team." "What's that?" Seth asked. "We aren't working together," Ammon said. "We all want to score a goal by eating dinner. But we're leaving it all to Mom." "Right," Dad said. "How can we work as a team?" Ammon had an idea. "What if Seth and I set the table? The other boys can pick up the toys." "Great idea," Dad said. Soon dinner was ready. Ammon folded his arms for prayer. He was glad his family had worked as a team. He hoped his soccer team could do the same thing. End of the article. A Family Team by Cheryl Lee Hardy. Read by Pat Murray.
The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy. Audrey and her mom have come to the Cooper's family home evening. Mandy is giving the lesson.
The proclamation on the family says that each of us is a beloved spirit son or daughter of heavenly parents. I really like that word, beloved. When Jesus was baptized, Heavenly Father said, "This is my beloved son." I'm so glad to know I have a Heavenly Father. I'm his beloved child. When I'm having a hard time, I can pray and talk to him, and he comforts me.
While Mandy teaches the lesson, Audrey and her mother share a thoughtful glance.
Now we'll sing, "I am a child of God," and Dad will say the prayer.
Matt blurts out,
"And then dessert, right?"
Afterward, as the families enjoy brownies for dessert, Audrey comments to Mandy.
"Thanks for inviting us. I liked what you said, and it's nice to see Mom smile."
End of this month's New Adventures of Matt and Mandy.
Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture by Val Chadwick Bagley. This family is visiting a farm together for family home evening. Can you find these hidden objects? A glass of milk. A rake. A lollipop. Candy corn. Pumpkin pie. Apple pie. A bowl of cereal. A garden hoe. A fire. Marshmallows on a stick. A leaf. An acorn. An apple. A handkerchief. A spade. Chocolate pie. White chocolate chip cookies. An apple core. A broom. And a mug of hot chocolate. End of Fun Stuff. Hidden Picture.
Stand as a witness. When we are baptized, we covenant to stand as witnesses of God at all times, and in all things, and in all places. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9.
To your family, when Emma Smith's father wanted to know how Emma could believe in the Book of Mormon without seeing the golden plates, Emma bore her testimony.
to your friends. Alma and the sons of Mosiah worked together against the church. After an angel appeared to them, they repented. They served missions together and told everyone who would listen about the scriptures. See Mosiah chapter 27, verse 35.
To other members of the church, Mary Magdalene was the first person to see Jesus Christ after his resurrection. When she told the apostles, at first they didn't believe her, but she knew what she'd seen was true. See Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 11.
To your neighbors. Abish lived among Lamanites who did not believe in God. When the king and his court were converted by the power of God, Abish told her neighbors about the miracle so that they could believe in God too. See Alma chapter 19, verse 1 through 17.
Even when you don't know what to say, Enoch told the Lord he couldn't speak well and that no one would listen to him because he was too young. See Moses chapter 6, verse 31. But with the Lord's help, Enoch was able to teach the people of Zion.
The four B's of standing as a witness. Number one, be brave. Be brave even when it's scary to stand up for what you believe. Number two, be kind. Always respect people who don't believe what you do. Number three, be yourself. Live your life the best way you know how. Don't hide who you are or what you believe in. Number four, be believing. Trust the Lord. Even when it seems like what you do isn't making a difference, believe everything will work out for the best. End of the article, Stand as a Witness.
Freckles and Pebbles by Kelly J. Hunsaker. When Addison looked in the mirror, she saw only one thing. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Mom, I have a problem, Addison said. She took Mom's hand and led her to the bathroom mirror. She pointed at her frowning reflection. See? Mom bent closer, squinting at the mirror. I only see my beautiful daughter. She could use a smile, though. Is that the problem? It's the freckles, Addison said. She leaned over the bathroom counter. Her nose almost touched the mirror. Whenever I look in the mirror, all I can see are freckles. She pointed at all the soft brown dots on her cheeks and nose. Bailey's freckles look cute, but mine just look funny. Mom put her hands on Addison's shoulders. I think your freckles are beautiful. Addison nodded, but it didn't change the way she felt. You're my mom. You're supposed to think that, she sighed. Let me show you something I learned once, Mom said. She led Addison outside to the garden. Mom picked up a small pebble and gave it to Addison. Hold this up close to your eye. What do you see? Addison studied the pebble in her hand. She turned it over to see if she was missing something. Nothing. All I can see is a rock. Mom smiled. Now, put it down. Addison tossed the rock back into the garden. Now what do you see? Mom asked. Addison looked around. Lots of things. I see the little rock, but I also see the ground, the flowers, and the grass. Exactly, Mom said. It's all in how you look at it. Just like with the pebble, try not to focus only on your freckles. Otherwise, you miss seeing all the other great things about you, like how smart you are and how patient you are with your brothers and sisters. Mom picked up the pebble and pressed it into Addison's hand. Think of yourself as a whole garden, not just one pebble. Then you'll be able to see yourself the way the Savior sees you, as a precious daughter of God. Audrey went back to the mirror. The first thing she saw was the same old freckles. She felt the pebble in her hand and took a step back. Now she could see more of her reflection. She saw a girl named Addison who liked reading, singing songs in primary, and playing with her family. I like me, Addison thought. And that meant liking her freckles too, because they were a part of her. She felt happier as she thought of herself as a precious daughter of God. That made her smile. And when she did, she saw something by her mouth she'd never noticed before. Dimples.
Sidebar. Please be more accepting of yourselves, including your body shape and style, with a little less longing to look like someone else. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. To Young Women, Ensign, November 2005, page 29.
End of the story, Freckles and Pebbles, by Kelly J. Hunsaker.
When I grow up, I want to be a dad. From an interview with Linda Davies.
My name is Chad Lewis, and I'm a dad.
What does a dad do?
Every day, I try to show my wife and children how much I love them. Before I walk through the door each night after work, I remember they are more important than anything in my life. I show my love when I treat them with kindness, understanding, and wisdom. I work hard so I can take care of my children and help them grow up to be happy, loving adults.
What do you like about being a dad?
I like to help my 7 children learn and laugh. We like to go on vacations and spend lots of time with each other. My children participate in all kinds of activities, so my job is to be their cheerleader. One of my favorite times is at dinner time when we talk about everyone's day. I also like to share my love of our beautiful earth and how grateful I am for the Savior's creations.
How did you learn to be a dad?
My parents were great examples for me. I also learned a lot about life when I played college and professional football, and as I worked for the BYU sports programs. Reading the Book of Mormon has also taught me valuable lessons. One of my favorite stories is about Captain Moroni and his courage, faith, and obedience. This reminds me how a dad should be.
How does being a dad help you live the gospel?
Every night, our family reads the scriptures together. Some of my best experiences are giving priesthood blessings to my children. These are great opportunities to let them know how much Heavenly Father loves them. Being a father also reminds me that I need to follow the Savior so that He will always guide me.
End of the interview. When I grow up, I want to be a dad. Read by Levi and Terrell Williams.
Color swirls. God created many beautiful colors for us to enjoy. Here's a fun science project you can try at home to watch colors burst and swirl in water. Be sure to get an adult's help. You will need 2 tablespoons of oil, 3 drops each of red, blue, and yellow food coloring, a measuring cup with a spout, a spoon, and a clear quart-sized jar or vase of water. Step 1. Stir the oil and drops of food coloring in the measuring cup. Don't add more food coloring or it will just turn brown. Step 2. Pour the oil and color into your jar of water. Watch what happens. How does this work? Oil and water push away from each other. They don't mix. Because the food coloring is made with water, it pushes away from the oil and spreads through the water. End of the activity, Color Swirls. Read by Eden Reinwand.
Following Jesus. Be a missionary. What Jesus taught. Just before Jesus went to heaven, He told His apostles to teach everyone the gospel so they could be baptized. He said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark chapter 16, verse 15. This month's challenges. Invite a friend to go with you to a primary activity. Share a copy of The Friend with a friend. Write your testimony in a copy of the Book of Mormon and give it to a friend or to the full-time missionaries to share. I challenge myself to fill in the blank.
Following Jesus today. One day I invited my friend Vivian to an activity day. We had so much fun. Her mom said Vivian really liked it and asked if she can go every time. My mom said yes. Not only did I feel happy, I also felt good inside. Keegan W., age 9, Oregon, USA.
We are friends with a family who goes to another church. I asked my mom if we could give them a Book of Mormon. I gave it to their mom and asked if she would read it. She said yes. A few weeks later, she had read half of it. A few months later, I fasted that they would come to church with us. They did come to church. I know Heavenly Father answers our prayers. And I love being a missionary. Logan A., age 6, Iowa, USA. End of the section, Following Jesus.
Fun stuff while you're watching conference. At General Conference, we get to hear from many different church leaders, including our prophet. Try drawing some of the speakers behind the podiums. You can also write or draw what they're talking about. End of fun stuff while you are watching conference.
For Little Friends, Kaysen Goes Vroom by Mikkel George, based on a true story. Kaysen goes vroom. Look at me. I'm a truck. Quack, quack, he says, and now I'm a duck. He zooms down the hall. He spreads his arms wide. Whoosh, Kaysen says. Look at me. I'm a plane. Chugga-chugga-choo-choo, and now I'm a train. He jumps in the air. He crawls on the ground. It's Sunday, Mom says. Time to put on nice clothes. But Mom, Kaysen calls and swings his long nose, I'm an elephant now. I'll stay at the zoo. Moo, I'm a cow, Kaysen says on the way. The church isn't far, but he still wants to play. But now they're inside. Kaysen knows what to do. Kaysen, Mom says, what are you now? He sits still in his seat. He keeps his head bowed. I'm reverend at church. That's the best thing to be. End of the story, Kaysen Goes Vroom, by Mikkel George. Read by Kate Strongen.
A Goodbye Gift for Grammy, by Susan Denny, based on a true story. I wish every child in the whole wide world had a grandmother just like you. Children's Songbook, page 200. Vivian loved to write notes on colored paper. She left them around the house for her family. One day, Mommy had a surprise.
Grammy is coming to visit.
Vivian was very happy. Grammy was her grandma. She lived far away. She couldn't visit very often.
I can't wait. When will she come?
Tonight, after your bedtime. You will see her tomorrow.
That night, Vivian was very excited. It was hard for her to fall asleep. The next morning, when Vivian woke up, Grammy was there. She would be staying for 5 whole days. Vivian and Grammy did lots of things together. They made cookies, they read books, and they played lots of games. One afternoon, Vivian saw Grammy putting her clothes in her suitcase.
Are you going home?
Yes, I am going home tomorrow. Your grandpa misses me.
Vivian didn't want Grammy to go. Then she had an idea. She went to find her paper and her markers. The next morning, Grammy said,
I'll be gone when you get home from kindergarten.
I'll miss you.
She gave Grammy a big hug.
I'll miss you too.
She looked sad. Vivian was sad too, but she had a happy secret. The next day, the phone rang. Mommy answered it. Then she handed it to Vivian.
It's Grammy.
Hi, Vivian. When I got home, I found a surprise in my suitcase. Can you guess what it was?
A note. I put it there when you weren't looking.
Your surprise made me feel so happy. It said that you love me, and I love you too.
Note. Who could you surprise with a love note? End of the story, A Goodbye Gift for Grammy, by Susan Denny.
Show and tell. I just started middle school, and it is so much fun. I found so many friends that rock, but lately I've been having trouble with a girl. Sometimes I come home crying because of her. But one day I said a prayer and had my dad give me a blessing. Now it's the second semester of school, and I've had no problem with her. I'm so happy I have a Heavenly Father who loves me and a father who can give me a blessing to help me feel better. September S., age 12, Florida, USA.
My favorite part of conference is the priesthood session. When my dad and grandpa go to a priesthood session, I get to stay home and make donuts with my mom and little brothers to eat when they get back. I can't wait until I'm 12 and can go to priesthood session too. Spencer S., age 6, Utah, USA.
For a primary activity, these children from South Africa wrote poems about why they are special. They wrote about their physical and spiritual talents. Here are some of their poems. I am special because I have a lovely smile.
I am special because I am kind. I am special because I have green eyes. I am special because I am fun. I am special because I am fast. I'm special because I'm sweet. I'm special because I have the Holy Ghost. Rachel W., age 11, South Africa. I am special because. I am special because I am good looking. I am special because I am always laughing. I am special because I have soft hair. I'm special because I choose to go to church. I'm special because I am a good sport. I'm special because I am Heavenly Father's son. I'm special because I read the scriptures. Ezra M., age 9, South Africa.
I'm working on my Faith in God booklet. It can help you find new talents or get better at the ones that you have. It takes a lot of practice to develop your talents. At school, my art teacher is helping my class find our art skills by teaching us art. Grace H., age 9, Alberta, Canada.
One time when I was four-wheeling in the mountains with my family, a big storm came in very quickly. There was lightning all around us, and I was very scared. I told my mom and dad we should say a prayer. We said a prayer, and Heavenly Father protected us as we drove home. When we got home, I thanked Heavenly Father for keeping us safe. Carson B., age 4, Puerto Rico.
Jake M. from Arizona, USA, started building model temples when he was 11 and has finished 4 of them, Las Vegas, Provo, Denmark, and Salt Lake City. Jake loves to go to the temple. His next visit will be with his cousins to be baptized for people in his father's family who are not members of the church.
I noticed that I was having a hard time paying attention in school. I was daydreaming a lot, and I wasn't learning everything that I was being taught. So one night I prayed to Heavenly Father, "Please help me to pay attention in class so that I can raise my grades." The next day I went to school, and it was a good day. I learned a lot and was able to pay attention to the teacher that day. Now I know that if you ask with all your heart, Heavenly Father will answer your prayer. Brock P., age 11, Utah, USA.
Other contributors to Show and Tell. Brooklyn T., age 9, Oregon, USA. Zania B., age 10, Philippines. Madeline C., age 10, Iowa, USA. End of Show and Tell.
Bringing Primary Home. Learn more about this month's primary theme. The Family, A Proclamation to the World, Came from God to Help My Family, by Aaron Sanderson and Jing Bingham. Children have a lot of power. Power to make a difference in families. All families are not the same, but every family is important to Heavenly Father. He wants our families to be strong, so He gave us the family, a proclamation to the world, to help us. Heavenly Father knows that you can help your family be strong. You are part of an eternal family that needs your help. You can bring happiness, kindness, and love to your family. You can listen to each other, work and play together, forgive and help each other. You can read the scriptures with your family. You can be a good example to your family as you pray and keep the commandments. Scripture, John chapter 15, verse 11. Ideas for family talk. Heavenly Father wants all families to be strong and to return to Him. Talk about what each member of the family can do to help your family be strong. End of the article. The Family, A Proclamation to the World, Came from God to Help My Family. Read by Noah Strongen.
Special Witness, How Can I Help with Family History Work? By Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. Elder Cook suggests having a family tree gathering. Here's how. It's exciting to learn about the lives of family members, where they came from, and how they lived. Have everyone in your family bring family histories, stories, and photos. Include special things that belong to your grandparents and parents. Help scan and upload these stories and photos to Family Tree at familysearch.org. Find out what temple ordinances still need to be done and make assignments for the temple work. End of the section, Special Witness.
How Can I Help with Family History Work? By Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.
Our Time to Shine. Words by Jan Pinborough. Music by Janice Cap Perry. Copyright 2013 by Jan Pinborough and Janice Cap Perry. International copyright secured. All rights reserved. Like Esther of old, I'll stand, true to the Lord's commands, defending with courage and serving with faith in Heavenly Father's plan. Like Nephi of old, I'll stand, blessing my fellow man, protecting with honor and showing respect for Heavenly Father's plan. Like Abish, I'll serve with might, spreading the gospel light. I'll tell those I meet of its wonderful truths. My faith in the Lord burns bright. Moroni, who stood for right, never gave up the fight. Like him, I will strive to be noble and true. I'm holding my banner high. It's our time to shine, our time to prepare. We have learned God's word. We're ready to share. End of the song, Our Time to Shine, read by Eden Reinwand.
Matilda Gets Ready for Young Women by Jen Wilkes. Matilda was excited about going into Young Women soon, but she wasn't quite sure what to expect. So she talked to her grandma. Her grandma is Sister Bonnie Oscarson, the Young Women General President. She had some great advice to share. Ask your mom or grandma or one of the women in your ward what they remember about young women. You might find out some fun things. Fun fact. Matilda calls her grandma Mo, which is short for Moder, the Swedish word for mother. Then, when Sister Oscarson was in Young Women, she earned badges by completing different achievements. She sewed them onto a special cloth band, along with a flower that represents faithfulness. And now, the Young Women necklace will remind you to be a light for others and to stand for truth and righteousness. You'll also earn ribbons by completing personal progress experiences and projects. Then you'll receive the Young Women recognition, which includes a medallion. Sister Oscarson's tips for getting ready. Develop a relationship with your Heavenly Father by praying and reading the scriptures. Find out about the Personal Progress Program. Read the scriptures for the strength of youth and the friend. Start learning the Young Women theme. You'll be repeating it every week along with all the young women. The Young Women theme says, "We are daughters of our Heavenly Father, who loves us, and we love Him. We will stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places as we strive to live the Young Women values, which are faith, divine nature, individual worth, knowledge, choice and accountability, good works, integrity, and virtue. We believe as we come to accept and act upon these values, we will be prepared to strengthen home and family, make and keep sacred covenants, receive the ordinances of the temple, and enjoy the blessings of exaltation." New Beginnings. Matilda went to a special activity called New Beginnings. They had a fun lesson and learned about personal progress. Matilda is also working on her Faith in God Award and memorizing the Articles of Faith. A special memory. Matilda and lots of her cousins were in the conference center on April 6, 2013. But they didn't know why their grandma had invited them all to come to General Conference. They were surprised and excited when she was sustained as the president of the Young Women Organization. Matilda can't wait for activities every week, getting to know the other girls and young women, going to Young Women Camp. End of the article, Matilda Gets Ready for Young Women, read by Kara McClellan.
For Older Kids, Serving Now to Serve Later by Mika Barbosa and Marissa Wittison, based on a true story. Serve the Lord with all your heart, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 20. "I'll race you to the church," Mormon said, pointing to the church steeple poking out above the palm trees. Then he ran as fast as he could to stay ahead of his younger brother, Morian. The boys and their parents had already walked about a mile from their home, but Mormon and Morian were still racing hard when they reached the metal gate outside their ward meeting house. They stopped to catch their breath. Before they could decide who won, a boy called out to them, "Want to play football?" Mormon loved football, but he and his family were going to clean the ward building so it would be ready for church the next day. Mormon shook his head. "Not now. Maybe later," he called back. Soon Mormon and Morian were working hard. Mormon moved chairs and swept floors with Papa, while Morian mopped floors with Mama. Later the boys were washing mirrors in the bathroom together. "I didn't think I'd like cleaning the church, but it's fun," Morian said. "What about you, Mormon? Is that why you came instead of playing football?" Mormon thought about Papa. He was the bishop of their ward, but he still took time to help clean the meeting house. "I'm here because I want to be like Papa," Mormon said. Then he thought about the missionaries in his ward. They were busy knocking on doors and sharing the Book of Mormon with others. They would invite people to come to church at the building the boys were cleaning. "I'm here because someday I want to serve a mission too," Mormon thought. "I can help the missionaries by getting the church ready." Mormon thought about tomorrow, when he and his brother would get up at 6 a.m., walk to the church in their white shirts and ties, and prepare the chairs and songbooks in the primary room. "I'm here because I want to serve in a church calling," he thought. Mormon thought about how he would soon be a deacon. He would pass the sacrament and do many other things to serve. "I'm here because next year I will receive the priesthood, and I want to do everything I can now to get ready." Mormon had already done something to prepare for the priesthood. He had earned his Faith in God award. He was already learning to live the gospel and serve others. Finally, he looked at his brother's reflection in the mirror and smiled. "I'm here because I love the Lord," he said, "and because serving now will help me get ready to serve later." Sidebar: Preparing for the Priesthood. Tips from David L. Beck, Young Men General President. Invite the Spirit into your life and choose friends who help you choose the right. Live the standards in For the Strength of Youth. Learn about what your duties will be as a deacon. Read about the priesthood in Fulfilling My Duty to God and True to the Faith. Attend a priesthood preview in your ward or branch. Prepare to go to the temple to do baptisms for the dead. Get excited for fun activities and devotionals with other youth. Know that Heavenly Father trusts you and is counting on you. Discover how much you can do with His help. End of the section for older kids. End of the story, Serving Now to Serve Later, by Mika Barbosa and Marissa Whittison, read by Wes Nelson.
P.S. We hope you enjoyed this month's magazine. Please write to tell us what you liked. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, 1, fill out the following information and include it with your submission. 2, include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3, we might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4, you must be at least 3 years old to send us a submission. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email thefriend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included: first and last name, age, state, province, country. I agree to the terms of the Friend Submission Agreement, lds.org/friend/parental consent, and grant permission for the Friend to publish my child's submission and photo in print or online. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. Visit friend.lds.org. Play games and watch videos. Read The Friend online.
Through your eyes, Heavenly Father has blessed my life by giving me animals to enjoy and love. Caleb H., age 10, Utah, USA.
Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, we find two children admiring the snowman they've made out of pumpkins and cactus plants. One child says to the other,
"The best part about living in the desert is that snowman season comes early."
End of the section, P.S.
Dear parents and teachers, have you ever been to a family reunion? On page 42, Elder Cook invites us to hold a family tree gathering and bring people together through email, phone, or in person. As you can see from the topic list on this page, there are several stories in this month's issue about family and family history. To get started, visit FamilySearch.org. Happy gathering! The Friend. Order The Friend at store.lds.org. The Friend is on Facebook. Did you know The Friend has a Facebook page? It's a place where we can highlight some of our best content and share uplifting links with you. We hope you like it. Family Home Evening Ideas. General Conference. Conference is October 4th and 5th. On page 31, there's an activity that children can do while watching. Family Fun Time. Read Violin Victory, page 4. Why does God ask us to develop our talents? Talk about the talents each family member has. Then help each other make the gift boxes on page 6. There's also a recipe to try. Bringing Primary Home. In Sharing Time this month, primary children will be learning about strengthening families. You can find a short lesson, activity, and ideas for talking with your children about this topic on page 40. Standing as a Witness. As a family, take turns reading from the poster on page 24. Who is your favorite scripture hero? How were they brave, kind, or believing? Learn the new song on page 43. And talk about what you can do to stand as a witness. End of the article, Dear Parents and Teachers.